At no point in the Buddha's instruction on how to meditate have I ever encountered the words, shut up. Just zip it. Hi, this is Susan Piver. Welcome to my podcast, Ask Susan, where I answer your questions about meditation practice. Our first question is an awesome question, and it comes from Lisa.
Hi, Susan. My name is Lisa, and I am looking for assistance in how to stay focused during my meditation. And I know you've talked about the mind wandering and just bring it back, you know, give yourself permission and bring it back to your breath. And no matter how often I do that, I find that a disproportionately high percentage of my meditation time is spent not meditating or spent on my mind is on other things other than the breath. And so I was hoping you might have some tips and tricks on what I can do to help have my meditation time be more focused on the meditation and less on wherever my monkey mind is going. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. And that is a fantastic question. I want to take issue with one thing that you said in your question, which is, how can I spend more time meditating and less time focused on my monkey mind? And the thing I want to tell you above everything else is that you are meditating when you are noticing your monkey mind or your sleepy mind or your violent mind or your beautiful mind or your dull mind. Whatever your mind is doing, as you notice its movement and your awareness of it and your lack of awareness of it, that is called meditation. So one of the biggest stumbling blocks that many of us face when it comes to meditation, myself included, I'm not going to lie to you, is that we think that the point of meditation is to become good at meditation. So it isn't. Like, what if you were in a meditation contest and you were judged to be the world's preeminent follower of the breath? Nobody was better than you at following the breath. Like, you were number one. No big deal. That would not be a very awesome accomplishment, I'm sorry to say, Lisa. However, if you, through this practice of watching your mind, feeling it come, feeling it go, noticing when it's peaceful, noticing when it's agitated, noticing when it's all sorts of states in between, if you can take that ability to notice off the cushion and into your life, okay, you may not be the world's best meditator, best at meditating, quote unquote, but you will be the world's best Lisa. And that is what we're looking for in this practice, not to be good at it, but it helps you to become good at being yourself. The poet Rumi, the 14th or 13th, I can never remember which century, Persian poet, said as part of one of his poems, this fabulous couple lines, "Out beyond ideas of right doing and wrong doing, there is a field. I'll meet you there." So, Lisa, this practice takes place in that field. It is beyond right doing. It is beyond wrong doing. As long as you remember at any point in a given meditation session to place attention on breath, in other words, to apply the meditation technique, even just one time, there is no way you can do this wrong. However, there is also no way you can do it right. So you can relax. The problem is not the monkey mind, although I totally understand that when you sit down, you want the monkey mind to just sort of get tucked into bed and go to sleep. And monkey mind is a Buddhist way of saying a mind that's racing and speeding, and you sort of conjures the image of a monkey that swings from limb to limb out in the forest. And often it feels like that is what our mind is doing. It's not settling anywhere. It's just swinging from limb to limb to limb. And it doesn't feel good. There's no question. We all wish we could sit down on the meditation cushion and sort of tuck the monkey mind into bed and say, have a nap, sweetheart. But it doesn't really work that way. But the monkey mind is not the problem. Wanting to make the monkey mind shut up is more of the problem. So at no point in the Buddha's instruction on how to meditate have I ever encountered the words, shut up, just zip it. That is not included in the meditation instruction. So the practice is more to allow our minds to be just as they are, monkey or no monkey, and to be with yourself as you are experiencing these ever-changing waves of mind states, and then returning to the anchor of breath. So monkey mind, no problem. Fighting monkey mind, feeling like you're not doing meditation right, quote unquote, wishing you could be better at it, these things are the problem. So the ultimate foundational practice in meditation, no matter what state your mind is called gentleness. Gentleness toward yourself is the practice. So as long as you are doing that, as long as when you sit, you are remembering even briefly to place attention on breath, and then when you notice, oh, I'm so bad at this, kind of thoughts go through your head, I wish I could be better at it, I wish monkey mind wasn't my problem, that you call all of that thinking. Let go and return your attention to the breath to take a fresh start. That sequence, noticing, letting go, which is sort of the secret sauce, and returning your attention to where you would like it to go, is the practice. And in so doing, we cultivate mindfulness. This is what mindfulness is, the ability to place your mind on the object of your choosing and then hold it there. This is not about circumnavigating what is there to get someplace better. It's about seeing what is there, allowing it, and relaxing with what is. So I truly hope this is useful. I wish you all the best with your practice, Lisa, and come back and ask any other questions you may have. And if you have a question about your meditation practice, please head over to my website, susanpiver.com. Click on the podcast, Ask Susan, and you'll be able to record your question for me. I look forward to hearing it. And if you want to learn to meditate yourself, please join the Open Heart Project. And when you go to the same website, susanpiver.com, you'll see exactly how to do that. It's free, and every week I will send you a new guided 10-minute meditation instructional video. I look forward to practicing with you.